Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 18, verses 1 to 3. I love you, Lord. You are my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my saviour. My God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. I called on the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and he saved me from my enemies. Think for a moment of the biggest success you've had in your life. It might have been a sporting success, or academic, business, or a family success, but it's a moment you'll never forget. In this psalm, we meet David as he reflects on the incredible success he had over the Philistines. He'd won a series of battles over his fierce enemies, and in response, he burst out in song. This song also appears in 2 Samuel chapter 22. That book gives us a detailed account of the military successes that led to David's psalm of praise. What I find impressive in all of this is that the glory goes to God. Humanly speaking, David had proved himself to be an incredibly wise and effective military commander. He had achieved victories that others had thought impossible. It would have been entirely understandable if David had taken some of the credit for this for himself. But no, he was clear that it was God's victory. The psalm is an incredible personal testimony. David knew that the crucial thing that he'd done was to pray. He'd been in a desperate state, and he described powerfully how dire the situation had been. He wrote this, "The ropes of death entangled me. Floods of destruction swept over me. The grave wrapped its ropes around me. Death laid a trap in my path." In this dark and desperate place, David cried out to God. He described in graphic detail the way in which God had responded. The foundation of the mountains shook. They quaked because of his anger. Smoke poured from his nostrils. Fierce flames leapt from his mouth. David was clear that God alone deserved the praise. When we look at our moments of success, they might not seem to be on the scale of David's military victories, but we still need to make sure that we give God the glory. He is the one who made us, and he is the one who enabled the successes to take place. Without him, they just wouldn't have happened. Let me ask you a question. What has been your greatest success? And in what way do you praise God for making it possible? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for the ways in which you bless our lives. We thank you for the strength and security that you give to us each day. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.